Welcome to the Voice of Hope with Pastor Andy Clark. I trust you've had a good week walking with the Lord. You can hear the Voice of Hope every Sunday on Sasa Radio, 7:30 to 8 o'clock. And also, you can listen to it on the internet by going to my website, voiceofhopetoday.org, voiceofhopetoday.org. And next Sunday, I will actually be in Bungoma with a team of eight. And so we'll be doing Voice of Hope live on the radio next Sunday. And so I encourage you to invite your friends to listen to Voice of Hope live next Sunday here in Bungoma. And I want to greet everyone in Bungoma. I'm looking forward to coming back to Bungoma. I lived in Bungoma for 8 years. I'm looking forward to coming back and celebrating the goodness of God with you. But this Sunday is Easter Sunday, the celebration of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ for us. And so I want to talk about that this Sunday. I want to talk about freedom in Christ. Now, the reason Jesus came to earth and the reason he died on the cross and rose again was to give us freedom. Freedom from sin, freedom from sickness, freedom from Satan, freedom from all the powers of the enemy. And so I want to talk about that freedom today that Jesus purchased for us through his death and resurrection. And we'll begin by looking in Matthew chapter 26 at what we call the Lord's Supper. And we see that in Matthew 26, beginning with verse 17. Matthew 26, 17. And it says, "Now on the first day of the feast of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying to him, 'Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover?' And Jesus said to them, 'Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, The teacher says, My time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.' So the disciples did as Jesus directed, and they went and prepared Passover." So we need to understand that when Jesus and disciples met together, they were meeting to celebrate Passover. Passover was a big celebration in Israel. It went for a week. It was a whole week-long celebration. Jews came from all over the world to Israel during that time. The population of Jerusalem more than doubled with the amount of people in it. And all week long, people celebrated their deliverance from Egypt. So Passover was a celebration of deliverance of the children of Israel from the bondage of slavery in Egypt. And so when Jesus and disciples met together, they were meeting for Passover. And we need to understand that Passover is a celebration of deliverance. It's a celebration of setting free. And so the children of Israel, they were set free from bondage in Egypt. They had been slaves in Egypt for 400 years. And God sent Moses to deliver them with great power from Egypt. And when God delivered them, he sent many plagues, destroyed all of Egypt, destroyed all the crops, animals, everything. And then the last plague that he sent was he was going to send a death angel to kill all the firstborn of the Egyptian people. And so God told the Israelites to protect themselves. They need to kill a lamb and put the blood over the doorpost of the house. And then they were to go in the house and they were to cook the lamb and they were to eat it together. And this was a Passover meal. And the death angel during the night went through Egypt and he killed the firstborn and every Egyptian. But everybody who had the blood of the lamb over the doorpost, the angel would not enter that house because of the blood of the lamb. And they ate the sacrifice in the home that night. The firstborn of the Egyptian died. The next day, the Egyptian told the Israelites, "You get out of Egypt. You brought all these plagues on us, and now our firstborn of all our children have died. You get out of Egypt." And so the Jews were set free from the power of Egyptians. They were set free from slavery in Egypt, and they left Egypt together. There was over 2 million of them that left Egypt, and they came to the Red Sea. And they could not get across the Red Sea, and the Egyptian army was chasing them. And so God put a big cloud between the Israelis and the Egyptian army. And so it was night for the Egyptian army, so they stopped chasing. but the Israelites had daylight. There was a big fire in the sky that lit the place up for them. And then God opened the Red Sea, which is a big body of water. No one could get across it. And God opened the Red Sea, and the Israelites passed across on dry land. And then God lifted the cloud, and the Egyptians saw that the Jews were escaping through the Red Sea. And so the Egyptian army followed them into the Red Sea. But then after the Israelites had all crossed on the other side of the Red Sea closed, and the whole Egyptian army was destroyed, and they never saw the Egyptians again. So that was how they were totally set free from the slavery in Egypt. And we learned some lessons from that. And Jesus was celebrating Passover, this deliverance of Israel from Egypt, from the slavery of Egypt, and so the great big celebration. And so Jesus is using this as an example of what he's going to do for us. And you continue on in Matthew chapter 26 and verse 26. And it says, as they were eating, they're eating Passover now. As they were eating, Jesus took the bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Then he took the cup and he gave thanks and gave it to them saying, drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sin. But I say to you, I will not drink from the fruit of the vine from now on until the day when I drink it with you in my Father's kingdom. And then they sang a song and they went out to the Mount of Olives. So as part of the Jesus is making something new out of the Passover celebration. And he says, this celebration is to celebrate my death by, and he broke the bread and he said, this is my body which is broken for you. And then he took the cup and he says, this is my blood that was shed for the remission of your sins. And we need to understand when Israel was delivered from Egypt, when they went into their house and the blood was over the doorpost, there was the blood of a lamb over the doorpost. It kept the death angel from touching and hurting them. And they ate the sacrifice inside the home. In the Old Testament, they sacrificed the animals for and shed the blood of animals to cover their sin. But the Bible says the blood of animals could not forgive them of their sin. The blood of animals simply covered their sin. They were still sinful, but the blood of animals covered their sin, so that God would not judge them for their sin. So we see all through the Old Testament, they continually had to sacrifice animals every day for the blood to cover their sin. And once a year, the high priest would go into what's called the most holy place in the temple in Jerusalem. And no one could go in there except once a year, the high priest would went in. And they had what they called the Ark of the Covenant in the most holy place. And the Ark of the Covenant had the laws that God gave Moses on Mount Sinai. And it was because of the law that Israel was condemned. The priest would put blood on top of the mercy seat, on top of the Ark of the Covenant. And so God could not see the law and judge them for their sin. But Israel is still under sin. And so Jesus came and Jesus said, this, my body is broken for you. And my blood was shed for you for the remission of sin. So now the blood of animals could not forgive sin, but the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Now, it wipes away our sin. It just doesn't cover our sin, it takes away our sin. Jesus died on the cross. He shed his blood to completely deliver us from the power of sin and the power of death. See, even in the Old Testament, people who died still died in sin. People like Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, people like Moses died in sin because the blood did not wipe away their sin. The blood of animals simply covered their sin. But when Jesus died on the cross and rose from the dead, it said all the people from the Old Testament who had faith in God, like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Moses, and others, they all rose from the dead too with Jesus. Because you see, Everyone from Adam until today is delivered from sin by the sacrifice of the blood of Jesus Christ. So the blood of Jesus Christ not only takes away our sin, but it took away the sin of all the people who put their faith in God in the Old Testament. So the sacrifice of Jesus Christ is essential for the forgiveness of sin. Without the forgiveness of sin, we are in bondage to Satan. We are in bondage to sin. But Jesus Christ shed his blood. So everybody from the time of Jesus' death and resurrection till today, we are all forgiven of our sin by the blood of Jesus Christ. We are set free from the power of sin by the blood of Jesus Christ. Just like Israel was set free from the bondage of slavery by the blood of animals, we are set free from the bondage of slavery to sin by the blood of Jesus Christ. And so we celebrate Easter, we celebrate the freedom. But the new covenant of God's blood, we are celebrating the remission of our sin, or all our sins being forgiven, and us coming into a new relationship with Christ, being free from the power of sin, the power of Satan, the power of the devil, and walking in a new freedom that God has for us. And Jesus talks about this freedom in John chapter 8, verse 36. John 8, 36. Therefore, he says, therefore, if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. So Jesus' death on the cross, his blood shed on the cross, brought us freedom from sin, freedom from the curse of the law, freedom from judgment. And so when the Son sets us free, when Jesus sets us free, we are free indeed. So when we celebrate Passover, we celebrate the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We're celebrating the freedom that Jesus purchased for us on the cross. Galatians 5:1 says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made you free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. So Jesus sets us free by his blood. But in Galatians 5:1 says, stand fast in that liberty, stand fast in that freedom that Jesus purchased for you, and don't be entangled again in the yoke of bondage. What's the yoke of bondage? It's the yoke of sin, the yoke of disobedience to God. And so, you know, we can be set free, but we can get entangled again in sin. We can return to sin. You see, when Israel was set free from slavery in Egypt, and they went through the Red Sea, which is a symbol of water baptism, they were totally set free from Egypt. The country of Egypt was totally destroyed by the power of God. The Egyptians had no more power at all. Their army was totally destroyed, and Israel was totally set free. But they were brought into the wilderness for God to reveal himself to them. See, God came down on Mount Sinai in the wilderness, and God gave them his laws and his commandments. And God spoke to them with an audible voice so they would know his voice and know him. And they would know his laws and his word so they would know how to live in a new life that God had given to them. But Israel, instead of learning what God wanted to do and learning to walk with God and have a relationship with God, they kept looking back to Egypt. And they kept complaining and looking back to Egypt. But Egypt had been destroyed. It was gone. But they kept looking back to Egypt. And because of that, they failed to enter the promised land. See, they're delivered from the power of Egypt. And then in the wilderness, they were being prepared to enter the promised land. We too, as Christians, because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, we have been set free from the power of Satan. We've been set free through Jesus Christ. We've been set free by the blood of Jesus Christ. So Satan doesn't have any authority over us anymore. But Paul said, don't be entangled again in the yoke of bondage. In other words, don't be like the Israelites. Don't keep looking back to the world. See, Jesus set us free from the world. Jesus set us free from the power of the world. But for many Christians, even though they've been set free, they keep looking back to the world. They keep looking back to the things of the world. They keep desiring the things of the world. They keep turning back to sin and walking in disobedience. And so when you walk in disobedience to God, you come under the bondage of the enemy. He says, Christ has set us free, but don't be entangled again in the yoke of bondage. Don't turn back to your sin. Don't keep looking back to the world. See, we celebrate Easter to celebrate our freedom. We've been set free, but we need to continue to walk in that freedom. And if we don't walk in that freedom, we won't come into the promises of God. Israel had to learn how to walk in God's ways and walk in God's freedom to come into the liberty that Jesus, that God had for them. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30, Matthew 11, 28 through 30, Jesus says, come unto me, all you who are labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you'll find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So we know the two oxen are yoked together to plow. And when before we were saved, we were yoked together with sin. We were yoked together with death. Our lives were, we were destined for death because of sin. But Jesus Christ came to break the yoke of sin, to break the power of the enemy over our lives, and to set us free. But he said we need to be yoked with him. He says, you labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. And you will find rest for your soul, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So Jesus came to break the power of the yoke of sin, the power of the yoke of bondage to the enemy, the power of the yoke of Satan. But to walk in freedom, we need to be yoked with Jesus Christ. See, when you're yoked with Jesus Christ, Jesus is strong and powerful. So when we yoke with Jesus Christ, Jesus is the one that's pulling the load. See, two oxen are put together, but when we're yoked with Jesus, Jesus pulls the load. Jesus does the work. Jesus sets us free. When you're yoked with easy, he says your burden is light when you're yoked with Jesus. Come to me, all you are labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. You have to choose today. Are you going to be under the yoke of bondage to Satan, or are you going to be under the yoke of liberty to Jesus Christ? Jesus came to break the yoke of sin, to break the yoke of the enemy, but we have to be yoked together with Jesus Christ. We have to learn of Jesus Christ. See, when we're in Jesus, we walk in Jesus' power. We walk in Jesus' ability. See, if two oxen are yoked together and one of them tries to go a separate way, it produces a conflict, and the oxen cannot pull together because one oxen tries to leave. You see, if we don't stay yoked with Jesus, we start struggling on our own. We start trying to make it on our own. But when we're yoked with Jesus, we walk in the power of Jesus Christ. We walk in the freedom of Jesus Christ. And we walk in the liberty that Jesus purchased for us on the cross. So we need to be yoked with Jesus Christ. He says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So we need to move from the past. Jesus set us free from slavery, but we need to come yoke into Jesus Christ. Take my yoke and learn of me, for I am gentle and meek and lowly. Learn of me. When we come into the yoke of Jesus, we learn of Jesus Christ. We learn how Jesus does things. We learn to do things Jesus' way. We learn to walk in his power and his enablement. In Romans 12:2. So in Romans 12:2, Paul says, do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by renewing your mind, that you may prove what is a good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So Jesus said, when you're yoked with me, you'll learn of me. So Paul says, don't be conformed, don't be like the world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind, so that you may know the good and perfect will of God. So we have been set free. We celebrate Easter because we've been set free from the power of sin. We've been set free from the power of Satan. We've been set free, but now we have to learn of Jesus. We have to learn about Jesus. We have to learn from the Word of God. So Paul says, don't be conformed, but be transformed by renewing your mind with the Word of God. See, Our mindset needs to be changed. See, the Israelites were delivered from the power of slavery in Egypt, but they still thought like slaves. They still acted like slaves. They didn't act like children of God. They still acted the same way they were in Egypt. See, we have been set free from the power of Satan. We've been set free from the power of sin because of the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed for our sin. And now we're a new creation in Christ Jesus. But we have to learn how to walk as children of God. We have to learn how to live as children of God and not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. And as we learn how to walk in God's way, we walk freer and freer, and we walk in his power, and we come into his promises that he has for us. In 2 Corinthians 3:18, 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, "But we all with unveiled face, beholding in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed or changed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord." So he says, we are being transformed, we are being changed. So with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord. That the glory of the Lord is God's character and nature that we see in Jesus Christ. So we with unveiled face, a veil covers your face so people can't see you. But we need to be honest before God. We need to confess our sins before God. You see, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Peter said on the day of Pentecost, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, and receive the Holy Spirit." See, we confess our sins, we repent of our sin, we turn away from our sin. See, sin puts us back in the yoke of bondage. Jesus came to set us free from sin, from the power of the enemy, but when we yield to temptation and sin, we come back under the yoke. As we celebrate Easter, I want you to celebrate that you are set free from the power of the enemy. You're set free from sin. You do not walk in sin anymore. You don't walk like the world. You are now a child of Almighty God. And so we do that by renewing our mind with the Word of God, and we do that by focusing on Jesus Christ. It says, we look in the mirror, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being changed or transformed from glory to glory into the image of Jesus Christ by the Spirit of God. So as we look to Jesus, and instead of looking to the world, we look to Jesus, we look to his word, we are being changed from glory to glory. We become more and more like Jesus Christ. We become less and less like the world and more like Jesus Christ. So this Easter, I want you to celebrate that we are being changed, that Jesus came to set you free. If you've not been born again, you need to be born again, accept Jesus as your Savior, and be born again. Being born again becomes you become a child of God. You die to your old man, you become a new person in Christ Jesus. So this Easter, I encourage you, accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. Say, "Jesus, forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Savior. Come into my life. Set me free from sin. Set me free from sickness. Set me free from the power of the enemy and help me walk in newness of life." If you do that, Jesus will come into your heart and set you free. He will set you free from your past, free from your problems. He will cause you to walk in victory in him. But you need to now begin to change your mind by reading and studying and learning the Word of God and focusing not on the world, but focusing on Jesus Christ. Every day, focus on Jesus. "Jesus, what do you want me today? How do you want me to walk? What do you want me to do? How do you want to change my life?" And he says, we focus on Jesus. We're being changed from glory to glory to become more like Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit helps us to change, helps to become more and more like Jesus Christ. So we celebrate, first of all, we celebrate Easter. We celebrate the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We celebrate our freedom from the world, freedom from sin, freedom from the power of the enemy, and we celebrate new life in Jesus Christ. The second thing we celebrate freedom from sickness. See, Jesus says, "My body was broken for you, so that you may be healed." In Psalm 105, 36 and 37, in Psalm 105, 36 and 37, the psalmist is talking about Israel being delivered out of Egypt. Psalm 105, 36, he says, "God smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, the chief of all their strength." In verse 37, He brought them out of Egypt with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble or sick person among all the tribes. So I want you to see this. I want you to see that there are over 2 million people. By the power of God and the blood of the Lamb, they are set free from Egypt and the power of Egypt. But they're not just set free from sin and slavery, but they are set free and they take all the wealth of Egypt with them. They take all the gold and silver. See, when we're set free, God wants to prosper. Prosperity is not found in Egypt. Prosperity is not found in the world. Prosperity is found in Jesus Christ. So he says, God brought them forth with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among all the tribes. So the 2 million people that came out of Egypt, young people, old people, babies, people who were very old, there was not one feeble or sick person among 2 million people. Why? Because God, when he delivered from Egypt, he delivered from the sicknesses of Egypt. He brought them out in full health and strength. See, God wants to bring us out of the bondage of sick slavery to sin, and he wants to bring us out of the bondage of slavery to sickness and death. See, everywhere Jesus went, he healed the sick, because that is what God has given to each one of us in order that we may accomplish the purposes he has for us. Isaiah 53:5 says, but he was wounded, talking about Jesus, but Jesus was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. So Jesus took our sin upon himself so that we could be free from the power of sin. He overcame the Satan, but he also, his stripes bring healing. So this, Jesus took the stripes, the beating on his back. They beat him so bad on his back that all his skin was torn off his back. And he was beat with 39 stripes. And they say there's 39 major sicknesses in the world. And Jesus took stripes for all of our sicknesses, all of our diseases. He's taken our sickness upon him. And God wants to bring us into freedom from sin and freedom from sickness, so we don't have to continue to walk in sickness. But that comes through Jesus Christ. We celebrate this Easter that Jesus is our healer. He's not only our Savior and deliverer, he is our healer. And he has come to bring healing and salvation to you today. Lord God, we just thank you as we celebrate this Easter together, Lord God, that you came to set us free, Lord God, from the bondage of sin, the bondage of sickness, the bondage of the world, and to come into the new freedom you have for us, Lord God. Lord, help us to walk in that freedom you have for us and not be entangled again in the yoke of bondage. Lord, I pray, Lord God, for every person today that they will accept Jesus on this Easter Sunday, accept you as their Savior, and be set free from the bondage of Satan and sin. And Lord, that you will give them eternal life. And Lord, I pray today that your healing power will flow into every person, Lord God, and set them free from every sickness in Jesus' name. As we celebrate Easter, Lord God, we celebrate that you brought your healing power, that your body was broken for us. You took stripes upon your back so that we may be healed. This Easter, we celebrate your goodness and faithfulness in Jesus' name. Amen. So I encourage you to listen to Voice of Hope next Sunday. I'll be in Bungoma. You can listen to Voice of Hope live next Sunday at 7:30 on Southside Radio. God bless you. Have a great week walking with the Lord this week. And Lord willing, I will see you in Bungoma next Sunday. God bless. Bye-bye.